problem at all.
I've been wasted all day. Tired.
I don't believe you.
Tell us about your day.
All right. Let's
start. Well.
All right, y'all ready? Let me get closer.
Oh, feel like baby.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, what's up? What's happening? It's your boy, Janar Sutton, here with the NARcast episode. I don't even fucking know. What, 132, 162? I don't even remember. But anyway, I got the sexy beast from the indie rockers from San Diego. Go by Grizzly Business, and they're no strangers from the other NARcast. I had them on before. I also had them on Music Uncut. And I just want to say Happy New Year to you guys, and welcome to the NARcast again.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thank you for having us.
So how's everything going? It looked like you guys just got out of practice, so I appreciate you guys coming through on a lovely Tuesday, Happy Taco Tuesday to all my listeners here.
Do we look like we just got out of practice?
Actually, yeah. It looks like you guys are like kind of matching too with the hats and the khakis and the brown boots and shoes and everything. You guys like kind of like to match when you practice too.
We're matchmakers, yeah.
So what are you guys up to these days? I mean, it's what, like, it's already February. I mean, you got a month into the new year, and you guys already thinking about an EP. Just finished recording a music video, and I guess you guys talking about a tour and everything. I don't want to, you know, talk about everything right away, but this was the behind the scenes kind of conversation we had earlier, but you know, so starting first off, like how was your New Year's? Let's just do that before we talk about the band stuff. I want to know about you guys
specifically
personally.
New Year's Eve. Was it, or how was our New Year?
Well, how was bringing in the new year? Like, what did you guys do?
Ooh, New Year's was fun. We, we went out in Normal Heights. We went to the Sycamore Den, actually, and it was real cool. We went there at the beginning of the night. Matt had a little party. He lives right near there. And throughout the course of the evening, we had probably four or five different groups of people roll through.
Oh, nice.
And then leave and then come back. And we pretty much just got to stay put right there. And everybody came to us. It was awesome.
I was a delicate genius and did not hang out with them because I'm too cool.
Well,
AKA wasn't invited.
I was actually in Normal Heights. I was like maybe two blocks down. I was actually over at Triple Crown. Ooh. So if I would have known half the band was at Sycamore Den?
Sycamore Den.
Sycamore. I like that. Sycamore. I would have maybe rolled through. Who knows? You know?
Oh, man. It would have been.
We would have come to
that might have been
Crown.
A little too much fun, though. I don't know if we could have.
We would go play ping pong over at the Triple Crown.
I've partied with half the members of Grizzly Business. You guys do like to party down, I'm telling you. I mean, I've been to Walter's place. I know what goes down there. Well, what used to go down there in his single days.
Hold on.
Let's don't get too far.
A lot of Bible reading.
Yeah, you know.
It's a new party house.
A lot of backgammon and Monopoly playing.
BYOB, bring your own Bible.
Well, Matt actually has his own fraternity on Felton Street, right down the street from me.
Oh, nice.
He moved
up
the street from me now.
That's right. I forgot
about
that.
I'm a pledge right now.
He's pledging. He's going to get hazed later tonight. Elephant walk, paddle.
I get hazed at every practice.
That's funny. That's what's up. So, all right. So, let's talk about the music. I know you guys are working on a new EP. I know about a little bit of the songs here. Rich Girls, is it Puba? Publa?
Puba City.
Hey, you know,
City.
I speak no English. All I know is Banyo. That gets me and TJ.
You know?
Like, Dinero and Banyo is
Cerveza.
All I need in TJ.
We actually just decided right now, this minute, to change the song name to Puba.
Oh, yeah, Puba?
It used to be called Puebla, but now it's called Puba.
What does that mean? What does that mean in Spanish? I don't even know.
Puebla?
Yeah.
It means pubes.
Are you serious?
No, it doesn't. Oh. It's like a small town outside of Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
Small? Did I say small? I've never been there.
It's not that public little house around.
It could be that too, I think.
A little pueblo on the prairie.
Pueblito. You can say pueblito.
Yeah.
I'm Mexican, by the way. I don't know if you guys all know that.
I think they remember that from the first episode.
I had to let everyone know.
I have to be reminded.
Oh, you got to be reminded. Yeah.
Corey's Norwegian.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
And he's also a left-handed guitar player.
And a Mormon, yeah.
So, and we actually bonded like not too long ago at a soda bar when Joey Kate played. He came through town and we hung out
It was a bonded magical a moment.
It was a very magical moment. Just like the song, this magic moment.
Well, Joey Cape dedicated a song to
yes,
us.
Yes, he did. That was so awesome.
He like, was I felt a like, fanboy.
Corey
so
was
hard.
Actually talking about that Joey Cape show for a long time.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. It was an epic show. And
did
you
he
guys
really dedicate a song to you guys?
He did.
Yeah, he did, because we saw him outside.
Mm-hmm. We saw him outside, and Jannard played it pretty cool. I was super
You mean out back?
Oh, hi.
He likes to see your bunny.
Nah, we were more like out front. It was more out front.
Yeah, no. Okay.
We were VIP style, you know, we were out front.
Yeah, no, Jannard asked if he was going to play May 16th, and he said, what did he say? I think he just
he was yes. like, he was like, I don't know. Like, it's, you know, it's one of the most requested songs, but, you know, we'll see. You know, I usually play, you know, a lot of albums, you know, a lot of songs from that, you know, from those albums or whatever. And then he played it cool because we talked a little bit about his new record for Lagwagon too, because they're coming out with a new album, and they were going to start their tour out at House of Blues, and so we're kind of kicking the shit talking about their upcoming their tour and their new EP
best
for Lagwagon
basically.
yeah so then I was like mentioned, oh yeah, so you're gonna play May 16th tonight, and he was like, we might, you know, I might, whatever, and then he remembered that,
and then
like,
he got on stage and was like, I just met the most handsome, coolest guys up front
yeah.
of the soda bar.
Yeah.
And this song is for them and yeah. only them.
I think he called it a Starsky and Hutch too, but I mean, I kind of, you know, ignore that part, but yeah, it was awesome. So anyway, all right, let's talk about Grizzly Biz. Enough about Joey Cape.
I have no clue who that is, by the way.
Oh, they're an awesome,
yeah,
awesome
Grizzly Biz has no idea.
Punk band.
Yeah.
Like, me and Corey can have our own podcast if we wanted to.
You guys should. This is it right now.
Is this mic even on right now?
All right, for real though. So what's going on with the music world for you guys? I know you guys, like I mentioned earlier, you guys just recorded a EP, which is done, and you guys are waiting to basically release it, right?
Yeah, a few weeks.
The other day.
What kind of answer do you want? Because I could give you like a weird
because
joke undersell. And
I want,
Brian
I want
can
whatever
you
want.
Brian can make it sound really
this
nice.
This is your podcast, so you can spend 30 minutes on making it a joke. And then Brian can come back and like deliver like
clean
a
it
little
up a
bit
little.
Of truth. Yeah, let's do that. I like that.
No, let's go with Brian's actually. I want to hear what Brian has to say.
He's got a nice voice too.
Well,
he does this for a
living.
By
the way, Brian is the new bassist, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he just joined. I think it's been about what, 6-7 months now?
Yeah, I think April coming up on.
It's been 6-7 months.
It's been actually 9.
And you still play like.
Wow. 9 months. I've almost learned the songs. We finished recording an EP, and we are releasing it. We have a EP release show at Soda Bar.
Make it sound cooler.
On February 19th. Nice. It's a Thursday night. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be cracking.
That's cool.
Five songs. We just record, like you said, we just did a music video for one of those songs, Rich Girls.
Okay.
And I know Rich Girls was performed on the Nardcast last year.
That was an older version though, right?
You know what? It's the whole EP thing's obviously been kind of overdue for us.
Yeah.
So it's a blend of stuff.
Because when I heard Rich Girls and you said you guys are putting on a new EP, I was thinking like, man, like, was this like, because you guys have a regular LP out already or no?
No, we have two recordings that we did like in this garage in LA, and then we mixed them ourselves, and this is actually the first time we have whatever songs we've been playing actually. Well, it's only 5 of them, but it is a blend of a couple new stuff and then things that have already been done. We redid Civil War, which has also been around forever. We had some version of recordings, and then Brian introduced us to Alex Dausch, who produced the whole thing.
Okay.
In his studios in Hillcrest. And that guy is just really good and fucking made everything sound amazing. So we just redid Rich Girls, redid Civil, and did some new stuff on there too.
Now, when you say you redid it, like, did you kind of like change up on the chord structure a little bit, or did you add different lyrics to the songs, or
would it sound cooler and more advanced if I said yes?
Sure. Yeah, yes, with maybe a cynics explaining like.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, we weren't really fans of the original recordings we had. We never released any of that stuff, basically.
I think even the tempo was different from the
first
time.
Yeah, tempo. It's just everything.
Some effects.
Alexander's really good. So we definitely said, well, what are our best songs that we like? And then he just made them sound cooler than they are.
That's cool.
But they're pretty much the same. Rich Girls is the same song, but just it sounds infinitely better.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
More produced.
Good. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, what's up with the music video? What's the concept on that?
babies running. There's freaking people on horses and explosions.
Unicorns.
Yeah, we got unicorns.
Is it out already? Or
Kate
is it...
Upton's in it.
No, it's, no, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
I know she's in Game of
no,
War.
No, she's not.
I know she's in the Game of
Everything
War.
Everything else I said before that was true, but Kate Upton's
all I heard was Kate Upton. I heard Kate Upton. Like, wait a minute. She's in the Game of War commercials. Yeah. Of course not.
She's slamming.
It's we're pretty excited about it. It's been something we talked about doing for a while. We did it for Rich Girls, and the concept is pretty much girls playing the song.
Right.
It's very complicated, but it's girls playing the song.
And what you guys recorded at?
Our homegirl videotaped.
We wanted to do it at Tin Can originally, but they switched management and stuff right at a very inconvenient time. So we have a friend, Jenny. Who lives in Hillcrest.
Big shout out to Jenny.
Jenny.
She has this amazing like apartment that has the rooftop of American Apparel in Hillcrest like to herself. So she like sunbathes out there and then
nice.
I don't know.
You
see the video, you'll see how cool the outside place is, but it is awesome.
So how did you guys come up with the concept? Was it do you have a director on it that was like, hey, this is what I visually see?
Matt. Matt did all of that, yeah.
Yeah. So, Matt, explain us the concept of Rich Girls.
How did it come to you?
Yeah, how did it come about?
Walter's such an asshole.
Well, you know, it just came to me. You know, it's just one of those things, I had an epiphany, and it just came, you know? I just came.
So it was just like, I want some really hot girls to be the band members playing our song, pretty much.
Well, the girl that's playing drums.
My sister and my girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then the girl, what? Sparrow.
Hillary's playing drums.
Hillary's playing drums for me, but yeah, that was cool.
Melissa Murray directed and produced this video. She and Walter came up with the concept.
Nice.
And it turned out we've seen one cut so far.
Right.
And she's, I think today was looking to make a another cut of the video. And once we have it to where we want it, we're gonna release it. But yeah, Melissa Murray, she is fucking awesome. She runs a small house.
She's all right.
Media.
I can hire her for the Narcast, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. Big shout out to Melissa. I'm gonna be contacting
Melissa Murray.
All right, Melissa Murray.
She actually came on the road with us in the fall, up to San Francisco and back.
Oh, nice.
And took some videos there, and just she got to be part of the party.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
She took photos, but she made a really cool little tour video that we haven't, for some reason, shown anyone yet.
And I've talked to you guys about this like the last time. You gotta step your social media game up so people your fans can like
we've gotten better at Jannard since last night.
Yeah, have you seen Tinder lately, bro?
Yeah, we have like 900 likes on Facebook now.
Okay.
Yeah, check your facts before we
My bad. Because last time I checked, I thought it was like 400 or something.
How many Tinder right. matches, Matthew?
We have 1,044 Tinder matches right now.
Nice. You guys are doing good. Because like I was telling you guys off the you know, before we started podcasting, that I actually saw the Tinder Facebook Grizzly Business page, and I was like,
"You
dude,
weren't supposed to see that."
Yeah,
I know.
That's supposed to be.
I seriously was just searching Grizzly Business, and it came up as like Grizzly Tinder or something like that. So you might want to be careful with that, guys.
I'm trying. When's the last time you did that? I'm pretty sure.
It was the last show you guys had because I was promoting it for DSD, and I needed a picture. So I went to your Facebook and grabbed a photo.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I fixed it since then. It shouldn't pop up now.
All right, so you made it private.
I don't know, man. I saw it yesterday.
See? Brian saw it yesterday, bro. Right.
Brian's
what
do
you
got
to say about that, Matt?
See? I'm out of his cage today.
See, you dropping the ball, man.
Brian's very tall, so he sees everything.
Yeah, he is pretty tall. He's got taller since the last time I've seen him, too. So.
Eating his veggies. Get those stilettos on.
All right, so you guys don't really have an official launch date for that, so we can just not even talk about the official launch date then for the video.
The video?
Which video?
Is it going to be before, Rich Girls video?
Oh, no, I think we might release it tomorrow.
Tomorrow at being
Wednesday?
Well,
it depends, actually. Whenever it's ready, it's definitely going to be out within the next week or so.
Soon, yeah, okay. Before the show.
Okay, February
19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll definitely, is that what you told? It'll be out very soon.
Cool. I mean, yeah, it'll be out very. All right, ladies and gentlemen, who's listening to Narcast, the video, the official launch date will be launched.
It's
at some point in time before February 15th, which is a Thursday.
19th.
Before 19th, sorry. Before Sorry. Their show at Soda Bar. Is that right?
Boom.
Yeah, that's
Boom.
that's our EP Boom. Release show.
I feel like something's happening on February 19th.
Other than the show?
Not sure what it is.
Because there's Valentine's Day before that.
Bachelorette.
Speaking of Valentine's Day,
what's Grizzly Business going to be?
Wait, hold on, Walter. Uh-oh. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? If she doesn't know yet, then we don't have to. Never mind.
So I mean, I could post this after Valentine's Day, so then that way it happened. Or you don't have to tell. You don't have to talk about it.
Let's hear it, Walter.
Do you guys even know what I'm doing Valentine's Day?
No idea.
No idea.
We're excited to hear.
Yeah, that's why we're calling
you
out.
Your girlfriend knows.
Well. I will if
look at him.
I don't even know how to answer this.
This is awesome.
No, I have a ritual thing I do every year on Valentine's Day with one of my best friends growing up. So I always hang out with him actually.
Thank you.
Okay. What are you doing? Does your girlfriend know this? That she's not.
She does. Yeah.
Be hanging out with her?
I'll take her out on the 13th or 12th or something and do that.
Friday
so what are you doing Valentine's
Friday
Day?
Friday the 13th. That's pretty lucky.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about Friday the 13th. Damn. I'm gonna be probably watching Friday the 13th. I got the whole box collection like right there.
Yeah, you have a toy up there too, man. You're obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, Walter, why are you holding my hand?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day. I know my girlfriend's not going to be listening to this podcast. Maybe she will, but whatever.
How dare she?
I'm going to send her.
Do you guys remember
link.
Back in preschool when you buy the Valentine cards with the little lollipop and it has like the cheesy little thing?
Yeah, you're supposed
to give everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to give her a whole box of those. Mm-hmm. And then and she's going to have to open all of them. And I'm going to tell her this is if we were dating in middle school, so I'm going to give her all those cards or whatever. I thought it was kind of cute. And then we're going to go bike riding.
Are you going to put an engagement ring in there, too?
No. We're not on that level yet. Not on that level. Maybe a promise ring or something, or a friendship ring or something. We're not on that level. But in a way,
some cute.
All right, we should talk to
a song. Valentine's
Day,
you guys man, Brian?
Actually, Valentine's Day is when I think we're going to be on San Diego that night.
Oh, nice. Big shout out to San Diego. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like San Diego.
At some point.
Oh, yeah, we're filming.
I thought you guys were already on San Diego.
Once upon a time, yeah, we did one of their shows, and then they're going to do a spotlight. It's going to be on after whatever, the SNL. It's like 1 in the morning.
We're filming that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like those dudes. They're awesome. They actually take good care of me, you know, me being an awesome, you know, blogger or whatever. They share my content from time to time. So, yeah, they're pretty cool, you know.
Mr. Eric over there is really nice.
Who?
Nice dude. Eric?
Yeah, Eric, Sean.
They're nice boys.
Yeah, they're all awesome, you know, and hopefully they're listening. And, you know, big shout out to
San
Diego.
Pretty much anyone that emails me back, I automatically.
Yeah, you know. Here's a good question. How's the media treating you guys? I mean, as far as, maybe getting you guys shows or promoting your shows and you're writing a review on your songs or your new single releases and stuff. So I know Listen SD's been really awesome to you guys. I mean, I follow Rachel and them all the time. Mm-hmm. And I actually, you know, promote them a lot too. And I noticed they kind of, I think it was, they promoted one of your new single releases.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, how is the media treating you guys?
We're looking for love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first we should probably shout out Listen SD because they are
big
awesome.
Shout out
to
Rachel,
Rachel, obviously. Amanda did a little piece, a little Q&A with Walter when we released the single and talking about the EP release show. So that's real cool of them. And they've been doing a lot. They were all there for the music video shoot.
Oh, nice.
We still have to get out. We're getting around. Jen Van
Tegum. Okay, sounds in San Diego.
She's gonna write. She's doing a nice review that should be out next week. I sent her the EP, and she's gonna tell everyone how awful it is.
She won't say that.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. We reached out to a couple of blogs, and they're getting back to us and want to do some stuff. Our video is gonna be released through Free Bike Valet.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Yeah,
LA, right?
Yeah, they're out in LA.
Cool.
But
you should reach out to Alan Bear too.
Alan Bear.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Alan Bear.
They're Owl and Bear.
Nationwide kind of thing.
I don't know if they're nationwide, but they're very respected. Yeah. Oh, they're San Diego blog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking there's some other something verse Bear. Well, it's in Texas or whatever.
Either I think they were on I don't know. We'll definitely reach out to them. But I mean, I think I was talking to right before Corey, because we're booking our tour. And I just remember the last time we did it, we were small time people. But like, it was really hard to even get a response from people. And then this time around, everyone's getting back to us, even if they don't have good news for us. They're like, yeah, sorry, we're booked that day. And it's, it's everyone in general that we contact is a lot really cool.
And yeah, that's cool. And I think it also helps when other people are starting to like do press for you guys, and all they got to do is just like Google Grizzly Business, and like something comes up where there's either a review on your old single or whatever, or a flyer with your name on it. So they know that you're actually performing and you're bringing a crowd.
Yeah, no, we're definitely really grateful for anyone that like I said, even emails us back.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people don't email you back, but.
But yeah, Matt's like, So are you guys wrapping up the tour now? Like, as far as finalizing the tour, are you guys, is it legit now? Is it official? You guys are going to be doing is it a spring tour, or is it going to be like a late winter tour? Or?
What's the season? It's looking like March now.
Okay,
we were gonna do early April, but we got a couple of shows in mid March. One up in San Francisco that's going to be part of kind of the middle of the tour. But,
the Mr. Marina show.
Based off of that show, we're kind of booking the rest of the tour going up to Seattle and back.
Yeah.
But, since we have a couple of, like, anchor shows in there, we got Santa Barbara.
Like he said, we're definitely, like, we're doing a couple things in March and planning to go big time in April, but then so much stuff started lining up for us in March that we just said, well, fuck it, let's just do it all now. And then it's definitely coming along together in the last, I guess, week or so that we've been reaching out.
Even just the last couple of days, it's kind of changed from April to March. Yeah.
That's cool. And so now who's doing most of the book, like the research?
It's a team effort.
Team effort.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what else is...
Matt, how many emails do you think you've sent out in the last 72 hours?
too many. I'm like, brain is fried. I can't even speak right.
500?
Yeah. I'm getting epilepsy from being in front of my laptop for so long.
Wow.
But yeah, I've been emailing like a lot of band managers from other bands, like their booking agents, and a lot of bloggers too, like Jannard's of the California.
The Northern California.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to build a Narcast following in up north, so that way next year, this time when you guys are trying to do another North California tour, I'll have you covered. So, I'm trying to expand too. So you know, I would love to come with you guys and do some video. Just hang out and explore the whole Northern California lifestyle. You know,
well, we're building up our West Coast following, so we'll definitely hit up all our people, tell them to check it out.
And awesome,
we also have an Oregon in Seattle.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
so
it's beautiful up there.
See, I've never been. I think the farthest north I've been was I think it was L.A., like Burbank. I think that's the... the farthest north was Burbank, I think. Yeah, damn. I haven't... Yeah, I'm trying to go up there to...
I don't go north of Burbank.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to San Francisco.
What's up there?
Dude, I'm trying to at least make it to Disneyland this year, you know, and branch out and try to make it to San Francisco and even make it to Oregon one of these days and Washington State, but... Yeah. I don't know, I'm just busy, you know, just trying to do my thing and all that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad you guys are still doing your thing and like you guys got your new EP coming out and I'm really stoked for you guys. And I've honestly been a fan. Like I heard about you guys and we talked about this before through a friend of mine. She was like, hey, you should check out my buddy's band. You know, they're playing over at, I think it was U31 I saw you guys first, or maybe it was Soda Bar. And I just went through.
Those are your dreams.
It was in my dreams. A couple of my wet dreams. But and I was like, you know, I'm going to come through, check them out. And I was like, wow, yeah, you guys put on an amazing stage performance. And that, I think that is key to being in a great band too. Like, yeah, your music might sound good, but if you can actually perform and like actually represent the sound that we are hearing as a, like a regular MP3 file, and you can perform and do what we're hearing on stage, to me, that's a great performance. Like, Like, I can tell, like, I go to a lot of shows, and I can honestly say, like, seeing you guys perform is definitely in, like, as a local band, in, like, my top five easily. Oh. And I can go ahead and tell you right now, Soft Lions, like, we were talking about this off air. Like, the reason why I booked them was because they put on a great stage performance, you know? Mm-hmm. And also, rest in peace, this chick band, what were they called?
Chicks, man.
Yeah, they put on a great show, too. I can't remember. And then there's another band, Brothers Wise. I don't know if you've heard of those guys. Yeah, there's some rock and rollers too. They put on a great show. And
I think it's mostly just Matt's energy that makes us all look like we're doing stuff.
And then just seeing, like, I don't know if it's just like maybe it's just like your friends getting into it, or if there's actually organic fans that go to the shows and they're like, wow, yeah, you know.
No, we pay everyone to come.
So, well, they're high fructose corn syrup fans.
But that's awesome to see, though. It doesn't matter, like, if
a lot
you pay
of HGH.
Them, if you pay them, or if it's, like, your friends, or it's their friends, or it's, like, actually organic following and fans. But you can really see, like, the energy you get from the crowd, too. Like, even when I had you guys play and open up, for I think my summer kickoff show, like, you guys brought in the most people, and you can tell from the energy from the crowd was amazing. And like I said, like, when you can see, like, even my friends never heard you before, and they were like, oh my god, those guys were awesome, because of the energy that you guys delivered, and then the energy that was received from your energy from the crowd. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was just like a really nice
it's funny that you say that.
Over there going on.
It's always an orgy. Yeah. It's funny you say that, because we kind of, I mean, obviously, we play in San Diego, and then it's a lot of our friends that just really like showing up over and over again. So, I mean, we do get comfortable. But even outside of that, I mean, after we did the Day of the Music video, which was a really awesome night, by the way, we had a lot of fun on that rooftop.
It was an all-day thing, huh?
Yeah. We shot from 2 to, like, 11 or something, and then afterwards, one of the girls there, Meg, run some hostel down the street, and then they had a band for, like, a prom night or something that bailed, and they had us come do, and we were like, yeah, fuck yeah, and then it was literally just a packed house of foreigners and people we didn't know, and that was one of the best shows.
The craziest crowd, and like the reception was just out of control.
There's like people standing in
places
the back,
ape shit. Yeah, none of them had ever heard the music before or anything. Like,
there was no stage. They knocked over my mic. It was like a mess. Like, but everyone was loving it. They were singing like along randomly, and like,
wow, is that of a?
It's
got
to be a good feeling, right? Yeah, it's a good feeling to just know like people was just. Like, genuinely, like, enjoying your music, you know?
But, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, definitely in front of friends. Like, they love it, obviously, because they're forced to love it because they're our friends. But then we play out of town, too. Like, people, we get a good reaction from everyone. And
it's refreshing.
It's fucking awesome, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say, like, give me a highlight of, like, a show outside of San Diego that kind of stands out for some of you. Like, you know, because I know you guys did a tour. Me and Corey was talking about it when we met up. You guys kind of went up north for a few days and performed outside of San Diego. Are any of those shows kind of like stand out for you guys?
Corvallis stands out in general.
Yeah, dude.
I think Corvallis was really cool.
Corvallis is awesome.
I think there was like 20 people at that show, if that. But yeah, the response.
It was the funny thing about Corvallis was it's where Oregon State University is. It's a small, beautiful town in Oregon. And I mean, when we started playing, there was like 3 people there. It's like a restaurant. I think everyone's parents were there that weekend, so that kind of threw it off a bit. But as we kept playing, like, just more people started randomly coming in, and they were just like college kids, like loving it, and like they're just dancing like crazy. And once we were done, they were like, they're just asking for more. They were telling Matt to do like a drum solo, and then they just like all hung out with us. Like,
that's cool.
We're
all hanging out.
That's
cool.
They really appreciated
having music there.
That's awesome.
They made us feel cool.
Plus, and then. Just this last tour with that Brian was on with us,
Brian,
San Francisco show.
Yeah.
Hotel Utah. Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. The place was randomly super packed too. They had a nice little upstairs area where you could watch from, and then the downstairs. It's really hot in there.
Kind of like the House of Blues set up downtown where you got a little stage bit. And then you got the little balcony kind
a
of.
A lot smaller.
Kind of like Canes used to be.
Oh,
you ever
go
to Canes where you got like the area where some
rest
people
in peace,
sitting
Canes.
Up top? Yeah,
what's
right?
Canes?
Wow. Sugar Canes?
What is the Canes? They don't even know what Canes. Yeah,
they weren't old enough for that.
Yeah, y'all weren't. Yeah.
I'm only 16.
Just going back to the energy.
Canes style.
Going back to the energy that you mentioned, I think that's one of the reasons it took us a long time to get our EP out was to. you know, meeting Alex, he really captured the personality and the energy of the band to go into the song. So definitely. I think we feel pretty good about the EP and the songs and having that energy come through.
Up to it.
Yeah. That's cool.
We're just in love with Alex.
Now, after touring, like, I know you guys only played a few, I guess, northern cities or whatever. Compare other cities to San Diego. Do you think, are you kind of like fortunate that, I guess, San Diego has a decent music scene and people appreciate the music? Or do you find that people in other cities or music scenes in other cities appreciate music a little bit better than the San Diego scene?
They'll seem a little different.
That's a pretty...
Little differentness to them.
Am I gonna answer this? Too? I feel like I'm just talking like, on.
Sorry, my bad. That might be a generic question, well, but no, I'm curious. No,
it's a good question, a music lover.
San Diego's good for music. I think San Francisco. What I've noticed is like it's a lot more bands get noticed up there from what I see.
From what I kind of gather from our trips is I think it's like by state. I feel like everyone has their own kind of. Do you guys agree with that at all? Mm-hmm. Like, I think California, no offense, but it's very much more, like, businessy, and, like, I feel like any bands that we reached out to, and, like, I remember San Francisco, I had a conversation with a guy who, like, off the bat was like, yeah, we can maybe help you book a show. What's your draw like in San Diego? What's your draw this? And yeah, it was, like, really, like, impersonal, like,
yeah.
Like, we just want to play a show. Like, let's get something out. If you want to help us, cool, not. Right. And then, so, like, San Francisco and L.A., and those were kind of a little difficult for us to book. But, like, Oregon and Seattle, like, there's definitely a lot of venues that, like, got back to us. Like, yeah, we'd love to have you. And they, like, it's a lot more supportive. Our friend in, like, my friend Arya in Portland books shows. And literally, I contacted the guy, like, 4 days ago. And he's like, yeah, I have a date specifically. I have a venue specifically for your date request. And, yeah, we'll it's, I don't know.
That's
I feel
awesome.
Like,
I feel like they're like more.
Tin Can was good for touring bands, I think. Kind of like that.
Yeah, going back to the hostel show, I mean, all the European kids that were there, they just wear it. There's so much energy. They don't stand back with their arms crossed saying, all right, you know, what do you guys got? They just gave it all to us, so.
That's awesome.
Gave it to us.
Because that was amazing, too.
Because I'm very curious, because I haven't really explored the, you know, the Los Angeles, the San Francisco.
The Burbanks.
The Burbanks, you know, the northern L.A. area, the, you know, the Oregon and the Washington State music scene. But I am curious to explore those because for me, being in the media as well, I've noticed that a lot of media outlets have their favorites, which is fair. That's fine. But I feel like San Diego, they don't, as a community, we don't give like local and smaller bands that might have a different sound than the usual sound an opportunity for exposure. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, you see a singer-songwriter who's maybe been playing music for 2 years might have a harder time outside of Lestat getting a show because if you go to Till 2, which I'm a huge punk fan, you're only going to get punk bands that are traveling. Or you go to Soda Bar, you get that psychedelic rock or surf rock or boy-girl duo band projects or whatever. And or you got the hype from, you know, 94.9 promoting their favorites and 91X. No offense to them, so I love, you know, they have their favorites too. And most of the time it's good bands, but
I definitely feel like in Oregon and Washington, Seattle, they're a lot more like the harnessing of like that kind of thing. Like the good musicians, they're all friends with each other, they're all helpful. And I definitely do get a sense that we're not like that exactly down here. Like, there's a lot of great bands, like, in San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, all over the Santa Barbara. There's a lot of really great bands, but it's a little more competitive, I guess.
Yeah, it's competitive, too, I think. And it's also, I feel like it's all about the venue, too, and the day. Like, I mean, as a music lover, on a Saturday night or Saturday at 7, I might have the option to go just have some beers with my buddies down at, you know, Belch and Beaver, or I have the option to go to Mission Beach and hit up Wave House. But then there's a show that I can go to at in Ocean Beach, a punk show at Winston's, or I can go to Lestat's and hear a singer-songwriter play acoustic guitar, or I can go down to Somewhere Loud and hear dubstep, you know. So there's so many options where I feel like as a community we should just be like, hey, how about we get Grizzly Business and Soft Lions and like make a big ass like weekend event where we can get all these bands in one venue for the weekend. So that way we can have a decent music scene where it's like, hey, yeah, you know, let's just grab a whole bunch of genres and make it happen versus like having a Casbah show on a Monday where only like 10 people see an awesome fucking band. Yeah, like, there's a tons of good bands that play at Casbah, but their turnout is like 10 people.
Brian actually has a good idea for a little place he stumbled upon the other day.
Bubble Park. I was going to bring that up.
Are you sharing?
Oh, yeah.
Share your ideas, yeah.
Well, no, there's a... It's a now defunct... the Starlight Musical Theater in Balboa Park. It has a... It's 3,500 capacity. It's a little amphitheater, like right behind the Hall of Champions in Balboa Park.
Okay.
And it's just in a perfect spot. It would be the perfect size to have like a summer music fest with local bands, you know, put on by one of the radio stations or something, or, you know, one of the local music groups that put some stuff on, you know, get some beer sponsors, just have like a couple day event to kick off the summer at this spot. I mean, they have to do renovations on it because right now it's kind of overgrown and not taken care of, but maybe to find a place like that where we could do something like that. And it's not just like, you know, I know that some of the radio stations have their, there are shows that they do to kick off summer, but it's always national acts and stuff. Yeah. And nothing to really like showcase the local scene.
Exactly.
I feel like this is turning into like a PSA of like sad musicians in black and white.
No,
there's no place for us to play.
It's just, I'm just curious to see.
It just feeds off of what you're saying.
Right, right. Bands leave to LA.
No, I'm just literally like curious to know, like, because I haven't been in the music scene as a musician in like over a decade, because when I was in a band, I was on the East Coast in a small city. So just playing at a house party, we were like stoked. Like, oh, okay, wow. You know, and everybody knows us. I mean, in like a town of, I don't know, like 1,000, 2,000 people. So everybody knew who you were, you know. Like, I was considered like one of the greatest guitar players in my time, you know, which I still
you
am.
Are.
Still am, but, you know, I'm a little rusty. But in being in a bigger city, it's like, you know, like I was telling you earlier, like, you can have an awesome band play in front of like 10 people for like $20 that night when it's like, wow, like, that's just, it's just mind blowing. So that's why I'm just curious to know, like, what bands think. Like, do you think, like, wow, like, I am the band that's going to want to pay for, you know, pay for exposure, or I'm just the type of band that just want to play in front of a crowd just to get our name out there? So, I mean, off the air, we were talking about how some bands would, you know, say, hey, like, we'll play your show for, you know, this amount of dollars or whatever, and you know, do it. But then I was, you know, telling you earlier, like, how some bands just would, like, rather just play. For one, they love the music. Yeah. Two, it's just a pastime for them. And then three, it's just being up on stage is, like, the best thing for them, you know. And just having the opportunity to play at a venue like the Casbah or U31, it's all they ever wanted, you know. So with that being said, like, as musicians, that's why I asked you guys, like, you know, how is the music scene? Like, how do music venues treat you guys? Like, are you happy to be musicians in a band trying to make it out in San Diego? And how are the media treating you guys? Is it easy getting on 94.9's local show or getting the exposure you need to bring in a crowd of people, you know? So that's why I asked that.
I think for us, I mean, we definitely have like a, I guess I can speak for myself and say like a work hard, like not take myself too seriously kind of approach to it. And like, I think it's kind of good that this is like the first time a couple of us, I mean, Matt, this is our first band, I guess. Like, these last 2 years that we've been playing is the first time I've ever had exposure to a music scene in general and playing in it. So I don't really know all the nuances of all like the politics and stuff that go on behind it. I'm just like you said, like, I would never go to Jannard and be like, yeah, you have to pay me to play your thing. It's like, when you ask us or when Listen SC or anyone asks us, we're just stoked to play. So it's, we definitely went on a run. We were playing like 5 shows a month just because, I mean, it's a blast. Like, our friends have fun and we meet a lot of cool people. I don't know. You got to look at it the right way, I think. Like, right. Being in a band, like, I don't want to look back on this 5 years and think, yeah, I was a dick and I was trying to make it, instead of, like, just having fun and enjoying myself.
And look at you. You guys are having fun. You guys have a tour almost confirmed.
We're going to have an actual CD out.
Actual CD. You got a music video coming out.
There's a music video?
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are doing pretty damn good.
My mom's going to listen to our CD. It's going to be great.
She's so hot.
The girlfriend's going to listen to the track.
Matt's going to die. The girlfriend's going to listen to it.
All right. So, we're going to play two tracks. I know we've been pretty much bantering for
Babylon
for the last 1187 measures. So,
Jesus Christ, girl.
So, tell me a little bit that, because I already know what Rich Girls and the other song that we're going to play that I like to call Publa, which is actually.
Pubas?
Yeah. tell us a little bit about the songwriting process, because I already know most of the songwriting process starts on the toilet.
Corey can tell you. With the writing process,
we pretty much show up and Walter sits me down and he says
on the toilet,
I'm gonna play this once. I'm gonna play this one time. You watch very closely.
I really want to see.
It's basically like if you strap like a dog bark like shock collar on me, where he tells me what to play, and then every time I hit a wrong note, I just go.
I don't even speak German outside of this. For some reason, it just comes out when we're practicing.
I seriously want to see Walter like present a new song to you guys. Like, I really want to see this process, because every time you guys talk about it, like, I don't believe it, because it's like I look at Walter's like, there's no way he's that demanding. There's no way.
So Walter, like you said, as far as I know, he comes up with songs on the toilet, and then he brings it to us in acoustic form. And sometimes him and I get together and, you know, have a little
wine. No, we don't. I do everything.
Have a little wine and jam on some stuff.
So Walter, Walter's a sweetheart, and he means well. He's just bad at communicating sometimes. I'm really terrible at it.
Awful at communicating. Well, I fight with these guys all the time. You guys can pick your favorite moments of me being an asshole. I don't...
Wow. It's hard to believe. I'm like shocked, because it's hard to see Walter being an asshole. Like,
he's not an asshole. His delivery is terrible.
His delivery.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay, okay.
I always know Walter.
What's wrong with my delivery?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it, Matt? So, exactly what's wrong.
I don't know.
So when you say delivery, you mean like he has an idea in his head of how the song's supposed to sound, but when he delivers it, like either verbally or when he's playing it, I guess it just comes out like, musically, verbally and musically.
No, I think we've come a long way with the music writing process. I mean, he'll bring a song to us and it'll sound like shit. We all sound like shit at first. But I mean, it's amazing. I get down about it.
But then I start playing and it's like, oh man, this is a good song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Brian actually sings
I was going to say that since I've been in the mix, it's gone, I don't know, I feel like Walter has an idea. We kind of talk about what the idea is and what his vision is for the song, and then we just play it over and over until the vision becomes a reality. And the arguing more takes place.
Again!
There's some of that, but...
I'm tired!
It's been... as much as we joke about like how...
He's got yard duty.
Asshole delivery or whatever, like... the reality is that the process has been pretty smooth in terms of writing the new material, at least since I've been around. We fight about other shit, not related to the songs, related to like the business side of music, right. Because you got four minds and four egos, and at least my ego fighting directly with Walter.
I'm still breaking Brian in, though.
Yeah, because you guys, I know you guys got four, is it four or five tracks, right?
Five.
And you guys are still, like, writing new music, and there's obviously more music that didn't make the EP, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What was the thought process of saying, hey, these five songs are going to make it on the EP, and then maybe we'll, get the other songs on a more mature level, and then we'll write more music, I guess, to make a full-length EP this year? So in a way, was the process of getting those five songs? Was there more songs y'all wanted on the EP?
I want to say we had an idea, and then I think Alex kind of directed slowly with Alex, right? Like
we wanted to make sure that the songs we were recording we had down before we went into the studio.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah,
we're so on a financial, I think, on a financial
we're not actual
level.
Musicians.
Plus, on a financial level, you want to like make Liza sure Minnelli. The songs you go in there to record are your most.
Yeah.
I powerful think
we
were, one.
Yeah, we originally started out doing two for sure. Like, we started with Pueblo, right? And then we worked on Rich. And then it kind of came together with what the other ones were going to be. I think New Dog was random, like last minute addition.
I think Civil
War. We're doing Civil War again.
Civil War is a good one too.
So we from what I remember. We didn't even know it was going to be five songs until it just kind of naturally happened that way.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of working with Alex. So I think it just like it was a really natural process. Like it wasn't rushed. It wasn't anything weird. It was just like really relaxed, and he just I don't know. Fuck, I love Alex.
Big shout out to Alex. Big shout out to Alex, man. So what else is in store? I mean, do you guys want to put out an LP this year, or do you guys want to just kind of like let's see where this Northern California tour take you, and then maybe come back and maybe focus on the writing process and get something out, or do you guys want to play more shows? So what's in the future after you guys release this EP and tour?
I'm gonna leave these guys. I haven't told them yet.
You want me to speak? I feel like the EP is a good start to kind of like get our name out there. Yeah. We have like a product now, and then I mean, as we kind of talked about, like hopefully like a little record company won't want to pay for our LP to get made, and then how about like that? Because it's kind of expensive to make a CD.
It is.
Yeah, I think five songs right now is good enough for the time being.
It's expensive. I would say if you can't find a record label for your LP, Kickstarter. I mean, you guys got a following that'll fucking give you at least $5-6 per person, especially if your following is organic, meaning your following is just like actual real people versus like another band following you or whatever. So if you at least have 600 out of your 950 followers are actually organic, 600 times 5 is well over how much it'll cost for at least to get 6-7 songs done, I think.
It's true.
I don't know. I haven't been in the studio in a while, so it could be more, but yeah, that could be another option is what I'm saying, but you know, Kickstarter is always good.
I think we have two new songs that we went up on a little weekend retreat to Oceanside to a studio. It's actually a dance studio. That's in Walter's Fred's family.
Dance studio. My brother
and we played for locked ourselves in this little studio and played and fought for a couple days and came up with some really awesome new material. And we pretty much finished these two songs. Didn't know we were ever going to play them in front of people or when we would do that, but we played for all the people that came and were part of the music video shoot.
Nice.
Just on top of the rooftop before the cops came and shut that down. And then at the hostel, we played those two songs. And they're pretty
great
fucking awesome, man.
The
reaction was great. I think we're pretty happy about where they are. So when you talk about, you know, is our plan to write new music or to record shit, I think we're always trying to write new ideas. And I know he's got a million songs up his sleeve. And
yeah, I guess everything just comes out naturally, I guess. I guess is the best way to...
We already got we have 5 or 6 songs in rotation that aren't on the EP.
Yeah.
So we have a ton of material and a few more songs, and we could totally do a full length, or we could just keep writing and you know.
Because maybe those songs represent
more awesome shit.
Because maybe the 5 or the 10 songs you have now could just represent like, you know, the band maybe a year ago. But as you guys grow and mature and write new music, boom, there you go. There's your LP right there to represent what the band is. And that was my next question I was going to segue into was, as a band, like, do you guys find yourselves more mature on a songwriting level now because you guys are more comfortable with how the songwriting process is? You know, obviously Walter delivers you guys a song and you mold it into how it's supposed to represent as a Grizzly Business piece. So do you guys find yourself more mature now than you guys were maybe a year ago or 2 years ago as far as sync
so. I think so. I mean, we're just a lot more used to playing with each other as well. You know, Matt can play anything off tempo and I'm gonna go because I'm just used to playing.
I feel like it's
the
same. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're
I think it's definitely moved forward.
Yeah.
Your songwriting,
I feel like when we make a new song, I there's a point where I just feel like this song's never gonna be good, and then out of nowhere just snap, like the next practice it's on its way to be almost done. It's
How dare magical? You think anything I bring to you is not going to be good?
Well, it's like on my watch too. Like what I'm doing, like, God, this sucks what I'm doing. It just doesn't sound that great, but it always works out really well.
That's what's up. Now, we talked about rich girls. We talked about rich girls on the last podcast, but we never had a chance to talk about what the song meaning is for Pablo.
Pablo Sandoval.
Pablo, okay. Pablo. Thanks, Brian.
Puebla.
Pablo?
Puebla.
Puebla?
Puebla.
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 He just calls
Puebla
the pubes,
Brian.
Huh?
That's
good.
Brian there at the bases. He's the only nice one of the band.
Hello.
And he's very tall. He's like, you're like, what, 6'2"?
6'7".
Damn, 6'7" in the building. I can still dunk on you, though. I can grab some rebounds in basketball.
He's dyslexic, actually. He's 7'6".
Oh, okay. 7'6".
Dyslexic.
So that's going to be the song that we toss to now. So tell me about that song, the songwriting process, and what it means.
Do you guys want to take it?
Should we tell you about it right after we listen?
Yeah, let's listen to it now, and then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Guys, what are we going to say?
Here it is right here on episode.
Rich Girls.
Wait, no, not that one.
Oh, shit.
Not that one, it was the other one. Yeah.
I'm not very good at this shit.
That one.
All right.
Let's stay away.
So mother says it's just a waste of time. You shut your mouth and get back in that line. But I told you once and I told you twice, I could tell you again a thousand times. I'll tell you too, this telling's innocent. Now everybody's wondering what they'll see. You wipe that stupid look up off your face. I love you once and I love you again. I love you more than a thousand times and I'll love you too, this love. No, nothing's gonna change, no, nothing stays the same. And I'm picking up the pieces off the floor. And I'm out to set it done, and I'll ride just having fun. Just playing on those hot strings once again. So you say one day you're leaving this behind. So you fucked around just one too many times. I kiss you once, I kiss you twice, I kiss you again a thousand times. I kiss you till this kisses are sooner. But all your good things never last, and all your bad things never pass. I'm picking up the pieces of home. And I'm all too sad and done, and I've got you on the run. Just playing on those hot rules once again. Saying all the little words you wanna hear. And I'll melt your little heart. And I'm tearing it apart. We're just playing on those hot strings once again. Say good things never last. My bad things never pass. I'll start that fist and hit me once again. Well, nothing's gonna change. Now city calls your name. We're just playing on those hot strings once again.
All right, that was a track here by Grizzly Business, a song called Puebla.
Puebla,
sorry.
Pubes.
Yeah, my bad. I can't pronounce that
Piggly.
Song. I don't know why.
It's good.
I just, you know. But anyway, you guys played it on the Music Uncut in your last edition of NAR Acoustics. You guys played that track, which was actually at an amateur stage, I believe, because you guys didn't even record it in the studio yet. So I had a chance to actually play it before you guys even recorded it, right? I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, boom. So that's awesome. Ooh. So tell me a little bit about the song. Like, what is it?
Do you want a long story?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we're already at 55 minutes.
Yeah,
so
it's
another three
hours.
Exactly.
I'm tired. You will sit.
By the way, this show is sponsored by Budweiser, King of Beers.
Butt Wiper.
Grizzly Business, they didn't bring any goodies, so we're drinking my last bit of Budweiser.
We're sober.
So, you know, they're sober today.
I'm not sober.
And I'm not, so.
Puebla? Mm-hmm. Puebla is actually, you know, long time ago. It's actually one of the first songs I think I've ever written.
Really?
Kind of. Yeah, they actually had, like, words and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I like this song. But, I don't know. I think, like, all songs that we get together, they kind of just come naturally as far as, like, I don't really come up with a theme or anything. I just... Yeah. Whatever the song feels like becoming is kind of what, I guess, happens. This one in particular, I started writing it kind of like an abusive couple kind of situation.
Yeah.
And then I came up with a line that was like, nothing's going to change. This city calls her name. So I was like, oh, what if this is like a song where like the girl at the end like moves to a big city or something? So I was like, what city could it be? Maybe I'll name the song Mexico City or something.
That's awesome.
And then I was like, well, maybe I'll name it after a town outside of it. And then it was funny because I looked up the history behind Puebla, and apparently it had like Aztecian meaning for like a place where like snakes go to change their skin or something.
Oh, wow.
And it had like some crazy name. And I was like, dude, that's perfect. Maybe that'll sound deep. Maybe hipsters will like that. I don't know.
The hipsters.
But yeah, so it's pretty much now about a mariachi abusive man.
My favorite part is the whoa.
We do that in every song, Janard.
But no, it's a great song, and yeah, you're right. Maybe lyrically, it could be about an abusive relationship, but I don't know. I just like the verses and the little break there with the, you know, the harmony that you guys do. And I ain't gonna lie, I think I still like the acoustic version though. I think I'm still a fan of that one because that was. My introduction, like, you introduced me to that song to, you know, it was acoustic when I first heard it. So it's just like me hearing Pardon Me by Incubus acoustically first before I actually heard the studio record. And then when I heard the studio version, I said, wow, it's great, which is the same with you guys. It's a great track. But I heard the acoustic version first, and I fell in love with that one.
It probably helped that I was staring in your eyes while I was playing acoustically.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
that's
a couple of cool things about the recording process of Puebla. Pubes.
Yeah.
Pubes. You talked about that part of the... Whoa.
Yeah.
We actually, in the studio, Walter, Alex, and I we put a microphone in the middle of the room, and we each stood in three different corners of the room and sang away from the mic, like into the wall, and it shot it back into the mic. Cool. It was pretty cool.
And then
cool.
Angel came down and just sang straight into
and
the mic.
And actually sang it for us.
Blocked
so.
All the shitty noise.
So we did our best impression of girls being angelic. And then we also had a guy come in, Carson White. He came in and recorded the trumpet live.
Oh,
so
nice.
We actually had a real trumpet player.
That's cool.
Walter played a little accordion on there.
Nice.
So we got a lot of cool shits in there.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
And I feel like Coco, were you playing the tambourine track?
I did.
It's a good
tambourine.
Dude,
perfect tambourine timing for
Corey just
4
woke
minutes,
up, guys. You know,
it's really
you know?
Nice specialty.
And he just woke up. Just messing, sort of. But yeah, Corey's been quiet throughout the whole podcast, kind of, sort of.
Have I been too quiet?
Just a little bit. You know, I'm just calling you out a little bit.
He has a
30-word
limit. That's what we told him.
Yeah, that's true, He's like Twitter.
The teleprompter stopped, so I didn't know what to say anymore.
You know, he's like Twitter, you know, 40 characters maximum, you know, percentage.
These guys talk enough.
You know. So, yeah, I want to thank you guys for definitely having being on the show. And I don't know if I lost my sponsor, Budweiser, King of Beers, because of all the stuff we talked about, or if I lost any sponsorship through my venues and stuff that, because I talked bad about them and stuff. But I really appreciate you guys being on. I feel like you guys are real and genuine, and that's why I do this podcast, because I like people to come on and just talk shit and just be real, be themselves, you know, and And I feel like you guys do that pretty well.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of practice to sound like we don't care. And
yeah.
That's what practice tonight consisted of. Practicing for this.
Yeah, you know, and our prompter actually went out 30 minutes into the podcast. So anything after 30 minutes is not actually scripted because we lost our teleprompter here. So yeah, that's why Corey's been quiet for the past, you know, hour because he lost his prompter and we gave him a Twitter 40 character maximum per sentence. So
he speaks in haikus.
So is there anything else? Did we cover everything? Show September, February 19th, right? Thursday, EP release. Do you have a title for the EP? Or is it going to be self-titled? Or y'all haven't got that far yet?
Self-titled EP?
Yeah. Is it called Matthew Burke?
Hell yeah, I'm done with that.
Alright.
Janarda, I do have a question. Yeah. My vision's not so great, but next to Parenthood up there to the right, there's like three DVDs that have the same name. Martin.
Oh, yeah, Martin is?
Yeah. I know the show Martin. I just couldn't tell that's what it said. I didn't see if it said Martin. Yeah. Like so some type of Ninja Turtle something.
Yeah.
So Martin, like the sitcom from the 90s.
Yeah, dude. I got it all, man.
And Family Matters.
I got Family Matters there. And then there's Friday 13th, Sanford and Son.
Nice.
Freaks and Geeks. Man, I used to have a huge crush on, what's her name?
Seth Rogen?
Not Seth Rogen, but James
Franco?
James Franco was hot in that movie.
Weren't James Franco? Aren't James Franco and Seth Rogen, they were in Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah, they were in Freaks and Geeks.
Both of them were, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And I got the Fresh Prince there and then Nip Tuck. Dude, yeah. I'm totally big into Nip Tuck. That was a great show on FX. And then Weeds kind of dropped off after the third season. But
it doesn't bother you that one of the Nip Tucks is facing the other direction than the other ones?
Yeah, I realized that.
My OCD's kind of been kicking in for the last hour looking at that.
Yeah, you want to know what? I'm going to fix
that. You going to fix that?
I'm going to fix that for you. So while Brian fixed that, and he can't defend himself because he doesn't have his mic. So how do you guys really truly feel about Brian being in the band?
Who?
I mean, his mic's off
Brian.
At the moment. His mic's off at the moment.
Brian added a new little energy to the band. Brian's 30 years old, but
he's the oldie, huh? He's the Papa Bear.
He hangs really well. Like he could do more than I can, and I'm 16. You know, he could stay out later than I can.
Dang, so you're the Papa Bear, huh? Of the band.
That's right. Is my mic back on?
Yeah, your mic's back on. I turned you back up, dude. You're up a notch.
Yeah, man. I gotta try to fucking hang with these little crazy kids. Yeah. Man. Matt's like 14. These guys are both 17.
Yeah. And you're like 28, huh?
Yeah, I'm fucking old.
Brian's the man.
They all came to my 30th birthday party.
Nice.
And they treated it like a fucking funeral, but
I bet.
I'm still here and
kids dead inside.
Yeah.
So when you're not, if I can ask, when you're not in the band and you're not playing bass for Grizzly Business, what else do you do?
You're listening to me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I work for a sports broadcasting company.
Nice.
I produce live sports broadcast for internet and TV.
We actually brought a clip of it with us.
For what?
California, Nevada, and in Northern California.
Oh, what is it? What's it called?
The company's called Play On Sports. It's based out of Atlanta, owned by the Turner Broadcasting Group.
Oh, okay.
And we're a subcontractor for different broadcasts. Anyway, I work in sports broadcasting.
Oh,
a little
nice,
bit different
dude.
Than music.
That's awesome, though.
I
know some friends that are in the sports broadcasting, but more on the AM side. Kogo and all them. Scott Kaplan and BR.
I listen to Scott and BR from 3 to 6 on 1090.
Yeah, 1090. Yep.
We brought a clip of one of his broadcasts with him.
I'll just give you a clip.
Let me press play real quick.
Oh, baby, that was a home run. These guys make fun of me because I say, oh, baby, but I go like, oh, baby.
That's still cool,
oh,
though.
Oh, baby.
So, what was your sport, though?
My sport?
Football?
Badminton.
I did.
Underwater basketball.
Love both of those, but I played volleyball in college.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of how I got into broadcasting. Was my first broadcast was as an analyst for a volleyball game.
That's cool.
Oh, baby, look at that spike. That's right. Something like that.
No, volleyball's pretty cool. I like playing volleyball. Seriously.
It's a good way to meet chicks, too.
Yeah. I used to play volleyball in high school. But it was, like, not for a team, but just for PE.
No, it's a fun sport, for sure. I had a real nice time.
So, did you guys watch the Super Bowl? I'm gonna go off topic.
Absolutely.
So, how y'all feel about Bam Bam Bigelow being in the halftime? I'm sorry, not Bam Bam Bigelow, but Katy Perry.
I like it.
How y'all feel about that?
Missy Elliott was there.
Fucking awesome.
I didn't see it.
No one caught my Bam Bam Bigelow.
My niece football on the street.
My 2-year-old niece is a huge fan, so we were dancing.
My favorite part was Left Shark. Did you guys see Left Shark?
Yeah, Left Shark was killing it.
Sorry about that.
He's like, oh, bye-bye.
Dude, I did not catch any of the game.
We played the Jaws theme song, and he started dancing.
I didn't actually notice Left Shark during the performance because it was hard to look away from Katy Perry.
I heard she was... All right, I got mixed reviews. I heard like 75% of people were like, "Oh my god, like that was one of the best halftime shows ever." And then the 25% was like, "Oh my god, Katy Perry, Missy Elliott, that's so 90s."
Yeah,
why she's wearing the Bam Bam Bigelow outfit, which is the joke that I just referenced and that no one got.
But it was Bam cool. Bam
Google
Bigelow.
Google Bam Bam Bigelow. He was a wrestler from the 90s.
Google Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Google Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, Google Bam Bam Bigelow. And then you'll see because the outfit, but in a way. I didn't even watch the game Sunday or even the halftime.
I was at Kono's.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a breakfast burrito spot in PB.
Oh yeah.
It's always a line. It's right off the boardwalk.
Right on Chris Pier there.
Yeah. I did that and then I went and watched. I did Thrift Traders for about 2 hours because they're going out of sale on El Cajon in Ohio. So they're 3 more weeks from now, everything's like half off. So go down there and get you some DVDs, some clothes, some CDs.
We find Grizzly Business shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Martin on VHS.
Yeah, Martin on VHS. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then I ended up, like no one cares, but I ended up watching the first season of Walking Dead on Netflix. So
this is during the Super Bowl.
This is during the Super Bowl. I'm pissed. I'm a Packers fan.
We'll give you
Packers fan.
Were you with your girl?
I was with my girl.
All right, cool. You'll get a pass then.
Okay, I get a pass.
If you're by yourself watching.
No, he should. That's even worse.
No.
Do you think I want to watch the Super Bowl? You just have to do it as a guy. You have to.
But wait,
I don't know what you're doing.
Did you watch the Super Bowl with your girlfriend?
No.
Did your girlfriend want to hang out with you at all?
I don't know. Yeah, she invited. Well, I went inside with my dad. I always watch with my dad.
Okay. See, I don't have family here, so.
I'm your family.
You know what, Matt? I get a pass because I was hanging out with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we wanted breakfast burritos and cheeseburgers at Kono's.
I've been to Kono's. I've been to Kono's. Didn't take 4 hours.
Yeah. I mentioned Thrift Traders.
He said it was a long line.
And we went to Thrift Traders and shopped for vinyl.
Dude, and the first season of Walking Dead is like 3 hours long.
The only thing that's getting you off the hook is you're a Packers fan. You couldn't bear to watch the game.
That's true.
We'll tell you how it ends. Is the Patriots didn't get to play. They put the Chargers in instead.
Oh my god. Chargers? Who were they?
They played with soccer balls and they're deflated. Yeah.
Nick Hardwick retired today. That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Did you guys? I know I'm bantering. We can end this soon, but did y'all see the Marshawn Lynch thing at the media party? He's the running back for Seattle.
That was joking.
That was great though. That was so awesome.
They counted 13 times.
Yeah. Did you guys watch?
I'm only here so Walter doesn't beat me. Later.
Did you see the Conan clip with Rob Gronkowski and Marshawn Lynch playing Mortal Kombat?
No, I didn't see
it. It's fucking amazing.
I gotta watch
that. One of the funniest 11-minute segments I've ever seen.
I gotta watch that.
You guys gotta watch it.
Brian just has a crush on
Gronkowski. Here's the audio clip right here.
I have a crush on Tom Brady, fool.
He has a chiseled chin.
All right, so what else should we talk about? Did we cover everything? So, all right, so the EP is going to be out on the 19th of February. That's the Soda Bar Show. Who's on that lineup as well?
Katy Perry,
Bam Bam Bigelow,
Lenny Jackson, and Justin Timberlake.
Okay,
and Lenny Kravitz.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah, she'll be. No,
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott's coming in support of the tour.
Okay, cool.
After that,
cool.
But she's not playing Soda Bar.
Cool. And then is Lady Gaga and Bing Crosby going to make an appearance too?
No,
it wasn't Bing Crosby. It was Foo Fighters.
Tony Bennett. And Aloe Black. They're all going to be there too.
All right, sweet.
No, but for real, Inspired in the Sleep and Buddy Banter.
Cool, they just released a video too not too long ago.
Under the Water in a pool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It's badass.
That's pretty bad. Big shout out to them.
Both those bands, yeah. Inspired in the Sleep and Buddy Banter are both really
I love
cool
Buddy
bands.
Banter, man. Yeah, I've been meaning to get them on here and talk about whatever. But yeah, they're pretty cool.
Would you like to banter with
yeah, buddy? I like bantering with buddies, buddy. You know? Like, yeah, you know. Anytime you can have a buddy banter, tonight. You know, it's just the greatest, you know. And the drummer, he's a singer too, so I don't know.
Yeah, Steven.
Yeah, Steven, and he's just, you know, banging on the drum, yeah. Like singing.
I randomly
immediate hard on. I mean, I was like, whoa, he's like singing the buddy. Yeah,
huge.
He always a hard on. I randomly went to middle school with him, kind of, or Kevin at least. But Steven went to O'Farrell nearby.
What is just kind of?
Yeah, randomly went to O'Farrell.
Well, I mean, there's three of them. So, I didn't go to school me? All of them.
Teach me to
I went to middle school with one of them. And I don't explain myself to you guys, okay?
Please don't.
So that's cool. So Buddy Banter, Inspired in the Sleep. They're going to be on the
video. Watch that video for sure. That's
yeah, really the
video
is awesome. Inspired in the Sleep. And I think Buddy Banter came out with a music video earlier in 2014, too. So if you guys are listening in, check them out, too. They came out with something. And so we got really that. Nice. You got the EP that's self-titled coming out. Mm-hmm. You also gonna do a tour. Good luck with that. Northern. I want to say North County for some reason. Northern California tour.
Oregon,
super stoked
Washington
for that. Oregon and Washington.
West Coast
jams.
Represent.
And that starts in February.
Sounds like a
March.
Katy Perry song.
That starts in March, right? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
In March.
And then you guys are gonna maybe March up the north. Think of writing new music and maybe
absolutely
trying to get some
not.
Record labels
Another
looking
summer
at
tour.
You. Summer tour?
We were also talking about going out to Arizona.
Yeah.
Maybe go down to like Tejas. Texas and back. Yeah.
That might be dope, actually.
Yeah. Got to keep spreading our seed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And
get over to Vegas.
Just take some time off work and make it happen, you know?
Yeah. Quit our jobs.
Work. Keep having fun.
Yeah.
Do cool. any of you guys work?
Work.
My mom pays my bills.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're paying your bills and you're doing it to it, that's all that matters. And you're playing your music and
grinding,
doing it to it. Yeah.
Like fucking Jannard over here.
Yeah, oh yeah, man, I'm always busy.
Always
I never
grinding.
Sleep. Never sleep.
I know, we love
UT
it.
UT San Diego, Discover SD, Narcast, you know, 24 hours a day. That's how we
Scott
do it.
Scott Kaplan still at UT?
Nah, he's just at Sports, right.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I have a buddy that's going to start doing some video initiatives. So big shout out to Andrew Brewer for going over there to actually provide them with some video. So
awesome.
So super stoked with that. And I just want to say good luck to you guys this year, 2015. You're already doing it, going off on a big bang already. Music video you're going to try to launch here soon. EP dropping in a couple weeks. Got a tour going and still looking good and young. I'm very proud of you guys, man. Seriously, super
Thank
stoked.
You, Splinter.
Anytime I can help you guys out, man, video, podcast, and a review, I'm there for
awesome.
You, you know.
Oh, we need that review.
No, thank you very much, man. We really, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. This is always fun having you guys on. You guys are actually a little more, I don't know if the word tame is what I want to express,
Lame.
But
Lame is the word.
You guys are a little bit more chill than you guys were the first time I had y'all on.
There's no alcohol in me.
Because I think there was no alcohol, and maybe it was a little earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And
I also told them I'd fucking kill them if they acted
yeah,
up to
Yeah, I
that.
Think that was it, too. I think they were
we
a little nervous.
30.
I take
we
that.
We have some
yeah.
cool
yeah.
pictures
yeah.
of Brian,
everything.
Yeah. So
we're much older.
I say we have a lot of really cool pictures of Brian.
And
if you guys ever want to see those.
And I think the media might have molded you guys into being a little more chilled or something. Because I think since then, you guys been on, 94.9 Loudspeaker? Or is that 91X or something like that? And
they play us.
Were y'all on 3BZ? Did y'all do his podcast yet?
Who?
No.
Cody
We're
3.
Bounty right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, hit him up. He's really awesome.
I think I follow him on Facebook. Who does that?
It's Cody and Dustin from San Diego.
Yeah,
they're awesome. They're actually in the band. Cody's, Dustin's in a band called Old Tiger.
Yeah, I saw him.
Awesome band,
that.
Yeah. So, yeah, hit them up. Big shout out to them. They're doing their thing. But I'm about to go ahead and get my shout outs real quick before I close the show. Who else should I want?
Do you want some beatboxing for
you? Nah, I'm good. Big shout out to all the bloggers, man, doing their thing here in San Diego. If it wasn't for them, too, I think the music scene wouldn't really exist. And none of us get paid. We like doing this shit for fun. So big shout out to 3B Zine, Sound Diego. Well, they get paid because they're fucking on NBC. But anyway, they're doing their thing too. 91X got their little local thing or whatever. And then 94.9 as well. Big shout out to Dan Brozo over there doing this thing. And then also Mookie over there at 102.1. all them cats, and then also Listen SD, you know, Rachel, Amanda, and Summer Lulu or whatever her name is. All them cats over there, they're dope, but no, you know, they're awesome, her. Man. They're all dope. I'm telling you, Listen SD.
Summer may or may not be peeing in the alley in our music video. But seriously,
absolutely is.
There's a scene of Summer peeing in the alley.
Ain't gonna lie. Listen SD crew, they're awesome. And cool in the track.
They're hot. They're awesome and hot.
But in a way, and then also Sounds in San Diego. I want to make sure I mention them at Indy in San Diego. And I want to thank my employees and or employers for giving me a paycheck to let me do this stuff. UT San Diego and Discover SD, even though they whatever. And also, I want to thank all the bands for allowing me to give them exposure and stuff, even though they don't tweet out the podcast and stuff, because I know Grizzly Business is going to do the same damn thing. So it's just wasting my time. But it's cool.
I'm going to do it. I've not been on that Twitter thing.
No, I'm
messing. Busy with the Tinder, you know?
Yeah. Tinder, yeah. Man. But anyway, so do you guys have any shout-outs?
Matt, do you want to shout out any
Have we not
Twitter
been
girls?
Twittering you?
I just recently tweeted out that I'm podcasting with you guys, and I posted a picture that I took of you guys at Soda Bar, I think. Like
Matt takes
ago.
Care of the Twitters.
The Twitter? Okay, the social media?
We don't know how to use a Twitter.
Yeah. I got
to
be better
See,
at that.
We combine the Instagram and the Facebook and stuff.
See, I'm not good on Instagram. See, I do Twitter and Facebook for Narcast pretty well, but Instagram
Straight
is just
us.
Like,
you take care of our Twitter, we'll take care of your Instagram.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. I got to take a picture of you guys, too, before you leave.
Dicks, by the way.
Okay. That's fine.
Dick pics. I want to give a shout out to my dad. He had a real major surgery at the beginning of this month.
Okay.
He's kicking ass in his recovery.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love him, Mr. Belvin.
Sorry to get all, like, serious and shit.
No, that's awesome.
I do want to, give him a little shout. And shout out my cousin Spencer, the lead singer of San Diego, other band that I play in.
Cool.
He's fucking awesome, and
maybe we can get
I'm sure
these guys
he's listening
on the
today
too.
For cool. sure. So cool. Hit him up.
Who else do we want to give shout outs to? Let's just make sure that anybody from Listen to See doesn't listen, because we just totally said they were hot and I might get in trouble for that.
Oh no, so, dude, they know.
Cool.
I'm gonna go post on their Twitter page that they're hot.
We shouted out Melissa Murray earlier. She's done so much for us, and again, never asked for a dime. She's just fucking rad.
Yeah, she's the coolest.
We're looking forward to being able to take care of her one day.
Nice. Big shout out to Melissa.
I can't even name everyone who just helps us with everything, or even I'm very grateful for everything, everyone that's in any way involved with everything we do. So just everyone who's ever been to our shows, everything.
Yeah. And if you haven't been to a show, you need to go. Like I was telling you, I was literally just like praising these cats for how awesome they are on the stage. So if you haven't been to a Grizzly Business show, I'm telling you, you need to go to a show. Their next show, February 19th. Hopefully you guys check them out. I'll be there, and I'll probably be the only black guy there, so I won't be hard to miss. So with that being said, you should go.
Are you black?
So, I think so. Maybe I'm just tan. I might be, you know, got my pecan tan on.
It's been warm lately.
You know, it has been warm, so.
I also want to, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt again.
No, I'm good.
I'd love doing that, though. I want to shout out.
Why are you interrupting?
Hano. Yeah, the bass player before me. Because he's fucking awesome, dude. Guy's super, super cool. And every time he's come to shows that I'm playing in, he's very supportive. And he could be super awkward, but he's not at all. He's, like, really awesome. And I know he's one of the best friends of all these guys, so...
Is this, like, your backhanded way of, like, telling them to fuck himself? Right
no, now? But he left, isn't he? He's not in San Diego anymore, right?
Nah, he moved to Seattle.
Okay.
He's going to kick your ass when we go...
No
kidding. Hano, Hano definitely, he knows his role in all of this, but he definitely has a big part. And he was the first guy that I started playing all these songs with who actually helped me develop them and stuff. So he's a great guy.
Founding member.
We'll have to go back and listen to the first Nerdcast with Hano.
Yeah. He was on it. Yeah.
Can you just use that one again and fuck this one?
I still have it. I haven't deleted it yet. You know, I almost deleted it the other day when I was listening to it. just joking. It's actually on SoundCloud too, so go to SoundCloud and listen to it or whatever. So it's on there. Cool.
I feel like it will sound like exactly the same thing, right? You say we're more. Maybe we are more.
I just feel like
word for word, it's gonna be the exact same thing.
Yo, I just feel like the more passionate and the more a family you become as a band, the more I don't know how to explain it, but it's, you just become more of a whole. Like, you guys all know what to say, and you know how your music is. You know where your music's going. You're more experienced with, like, your shows. Like, when I talked about, like, your favorite show, now you can talk about, well, it's not in San Diego anymore. Like, one of our favorite shows was at a fucking hotel in San Francisco or wherever it was, or, you know. So I feel like, and now you got more to talk about as far as, you know, songwriting process, you know, because you guys are still writing songs differently than you were a year ago.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, yeah, you know. Because the last year, you guys were probably about the same. Sorry, I'm joking. I don't know. You guys were a little more trying to figure out where, because you guys didn't have much music recorded. I mean, you guys had, like, maybe one rough mix of Rich Girls. I think that was, like, the only track I had that was an actual recording, which was a demo, I think.
Yeah.
And you guys were just barely playing shows, because I think that tour you guys are talking about, that was after we did the podcast.
Yeah.
At North County. Damn, I keep saying North County. That Northern California fucking tour. It's the Budweiser,
place,
man.
The
it's
place
the sponsors,
up, just,
dude.
Both are just north of Burbank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just north. We actually only, our tours don't go past North County. It's a Freudian slip on Jannard's part.
Yeah. And
we're breaking things.
So yeah, I feel like, honestly, just as a band, just from the last time I interviewed you guys, which was last year, you guys matured, I think, as a band, you know, like, you've played more, like I said earlier, you played more shows, you got an EP out, you got a music video, you've got more press action, and I'm assuming you're going to have merch coming up soon. You're going to think stickers, t-shirts, maybe a band manager, then before you know it, a summer fucking tour, and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
So, again, I'm very honored to be able to watch you guys as a band grow and get that exposure. And it's just going to be awesome to see, maybe even 2 years from now, or shorter than that, a year from now, to be like, damn, I remember those guys. Now they're fucking on the East Coast playing shows, you know? Like, now I'm fucking, you know, like, trying to hit them up just to get a question from one of the guys.
We're gonna probably break up after we get out of here. And so by the time the podcast goes up, you're going to be like, well, an update.
Well, update, you know? So
Walter killed them all.
So
we killed Walter.
So you think you could kill us,
guys? Before Matt breaks any more of my furniture, I guess we can just...
I love lamp.
Yeah. Everybody knocks that lamp down. I need to figure out another place to...
You're going to fucking
put it higher.
It's IKEA, dude. Yeah, it's an IKEA lamp.
I want to break this lamp.
Oh, no, don't break that one. That's the...
Dude, it's like an alien deportation
device. I even got a bar. I think the last time you guys came here, I didn't even have any of this set up, right?
You didn't. It was just a living room with a couple chairs.
You
sat on the floor.
Yeah, so I got a little bar going on. I got the little entertainment center, you know. It's not as much of a bachelor pad as it was a year ago. So, you know, I even got, like, little pictures, birthday cards up and shit. So, yeah. So anyway,
a Celine Dion poster on the wall.
Don't believe his lies. Don't believe his lies. But yeah, really, again,
George Michael record framed.
No effects. Come on now, first album right there, Maximum Rock and Roll. But anyway, thanks guys. I really appreciate you guys being on the show. I guess we can wrap up with Rich Girls. We'll go ahead and end the show with Rich Girls. You guys will probably be performing that song in a way in a couple weeks at Soda Bar. And be sure to pick up these guys' EP at their EP release show. Hitting up, they're going to be headlining their own show, of course. And opening up for them will probably be Inspired in the Sleep, along with another rock band that I like, Buddy Banter. And that's happening February 19th at Soda Bar. So definitely swing by there, hit them up. Facebook.com/ Black Chicks Music. Which is awesome.
We changed that.
Did y'all change that for real? Carl, you can't change that.
It still works, so that'll still take you there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. At least don't change that till after February, guys. Come on, it's Black History Month. Come on, you're supporting the cause here.
Black Chicks Music.
Yeah, you know. So what else? I'm trying to think if I can remember all your social media stuff. And then Twitter, follow them on Twitter, Grizzly Business, I believe. Or
at Grizz Business.
Grizz Business. Yeah. And they also have Instagram, Tinder, Vine. maybe.
Grindr.
Grindr. What the fuck? And I think we hit everything. So
we also have a website, Jannard.
Oh, website.
GrizzlyBusinessMusic.com.
Nice. Seriously?
Yep.
I didn't know y'all had that. Okay. Is it like a Tumblr or
no,
is it
it's a real life website.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Brand new.
Real life. It's just pictures of
that's us. Not true. It's a real life website.
Naked in bed.
Okay. No? It's probably eye candy for the ladies, right?
Oh, it is.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. So there you have it right there. Grizzly Business hanging out with the Narcast episode. I'm wanna say 163. Or
this
whatever.
Is like two episodes in one.
It's like I've been doing this for 6 years. I sometimes forget, and yeah, I think it was fun. It was straight, right?
Thanks very much for having us, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, this was fun.
We're gonna do this at least once a year.
as long as we're
going.
Once we
blow up, we're the biggest band in the world. We're bringing you out on the road. We're doing this out there somewhere.
We should do it, and maybe we should do this every quarter. So we'll do it every 4 months.
Yeah,
January, April.
Let's
do a follow up. You know, we'll do a follow up.
That'll put the pressure on us to have new shit going.
Yeah, that's true. So the next podcast should be April 3rd then. Mm-hmm. We should make it happen April 3rd. No matter what's going on, we got a podcast.
Done.
Let's do it. All right. That's it right there. Here's the track.
Thanks, Jannard.
Rich Girls on the episode 163. This is, again, off their self-titled new EP happening on February 19th. Soda Bar, hit them up. All right, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah. You never know just when to start. The silver sporks in your hand. That's in the round on tabletops. Figures you're only 17. Figures you're only 21 and ended up